If you are planning a trip to Prague anytime soon, you may be interested in a new attraction in the form of 17 circular units with enormous glass doors in the walls of riverside embankments on both sides of the Palatsky Bridge. The cool spaces will open fully next month and are set to house cafes, galleries and other facilities. At a public presentation of the project on Wednesday, Ian Willoughby discussed it with architecture critic Adam Gebrian.
It was a space which was designed as a storage, so it was never meant to be accessible by public, and it was never meant to be used during the winter time. And I think the idea was like to change that, because this was super busy and popular space, so you know about it, you know how frenzied it was. So I think like the idea was that, okay, so it's perfect like during the summer, but during the winter pretty much nobody is in here, and maybe it's a pity because it's nice space. So the idea was that maybe like during the winter time you can open up the spaces which are in here, which are actually pretty big and pretty nice. And since then it was a beginning of quite a technical adventure, what to do that you can use it during the winter time. And I think like the main idea was that, okay, it's really beautiful in here, there's a river, there's a view, there's a west, so the sun is coming, let's bring light inside, because previously basically there was no natural light. If you go on the other side of the river, you're gonna see spaces which are pretty nice but have limited sources of light, and you're gonna see the difference. So I think the idea was, let's try to open it up maximally as possible. And then, of course, it has a lot of technical consequences.
And technically, how was it done? These doors are huge. They swivel in some complicated way.
It's a polyacrylate, 7 centimeters thick, created in Thailand, brought by a boat, put together in here in a metal frame. It kind of like rotates. So it's quite complicated, like the frame and the window itself, like all together, it's like 2.5 ton. And all that is kind of price for the fact that you would like to have a maximum connection of inside and outside. And also, like, of course, like anyone would ask about, so what about heating, what about access, and so on and so on. And it's not gonna be super easy, but on the other hand, there is this connection that never existed before.
I was gonna ask you, when it's really cold, the doors are so big, when they open, a lot of the heat will be lost.
Yes, a lot of the heat will be lost. I'm far from saying no. But on the other hand, let's say the window is big, but once you look at the rest of the envelope, that's much bigger. And it's like surrounded by a huge thermal mass of stones and so on. And if everyone was here and knew once the sun is shining to that and it accumulates the heat, and then during the night it radiates up. So I think like once you're gonna open it, by the way, you can open it, it depends up to you, like if just meter or 2 meters, like you can really play with that. I don't think that the heat's gonna be gone like that. So like I think like it's gonna have like certain, you know, like continuity, but let's see, I don't know, like it's an estimation.
There's also work going on the Negrelli Viaduct, and the arches there, I guess, will be used for something similar. Is this part of a trend in Prague, would you say?
I'm not so sure it's a trend. I think it's much more about like initiatives of individuals, and like behind each of these projects you can find like one or two people, like never more. And if they are stubborn enough and they talk and they work and they speak about like possible reserves with the city and ways how to use spaces which kind of have been wasted before, I think like very often like everyone would kind of like step out and would say, okay, do it. But it's not so much like it would like be easy and it would happen normally.
My final question is, what do you think this project brings to the Náplavka and to the embankment area in general?
I think like even more to entire Prague, it shows that the city money can be spent on something which has like pretty high aesthetical value. That sounds like a normal, but I don't think it's a normal at all. And I think like we can see a lot of examples where you look like, okay, it must be practical, but how it looks, actually, I don't care very much. But if you look at this, which was like created like more than 100 years ago, and I mean like the walls which created this embankment, it was not made in this kind of like cheapest, simplest, easiest way. It's like pretty big thing. And I kind of like that the new layer in that way is a bit of similar. That kind of shows, okay, it's an important public space. It's going to be visited by many. Let's make sure it's like pretty good. And that to me is important. But like if it fails and you know, like everyone kind of says, okay, you know, like, okay, it's nice. But since like, yeah, there's a lot lost of heat and so on, it's like it's a really bad project. Don't do it. It's also going to say something about ourselves. Society, so let's see.